Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Hey there, welcome back to my podcast. Yes, of course. From the background music, you know what time it is. By the way, it's Happy New Month. Yay! Now look at this. Yesterday, it seemed like December like crept up on us, and for a long minute, I didn't know what was happening. I just saw people, you know, wishing Happy New Month, that's December and all that. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Okay, it's December already? Oh, interesting. No wonder somehow the weather has been trying to conform to the festivities and all that, because for the past two nights, The nights have been pretty cool on like the extremely hot nights we've been experiencing, you know, for the past days and all that. So yes, it is that time of the month again. Exactly. Like I posted on my status yesterday, it's mixed emotions for me. And that is because I have a lot of unfinished projects that I thought I would have been done by last month, but somehow life happened, right? Exactly. So right now, unlike before, for the first time ever, I'm kind of like unprepared for this celebration. I don't know, like I'm kind of anxious. I'm kind of like there's so much anxiety and all that. Like everyone that knows me know that I'm very big on Christmas celebrations and all that. But because I have so much that I'm so much on my plate, you know, and I'm like, yo, I gotta deal with this first. I've seen on people's statuses, I've seen on social media, people saying they don't care, like they don't even care what's happening, they just want to rock and roll and enjoy themselves, you know. But I'm thinking there's some project that without finishing up to a level, you can't even move forward, you know. So yes, it's really, really like kind of like uncertain for me. I know my friends would be like, what, you of all people? Exactly, life happens. It looks like new level, new devils. You know, so I just realized today that it's 23 days to Christmas. Like, unlike me, I have everything all planned out, you know, my Christmas parties, the menu's ready, my guest list and all that. But right now I'm just there looking because I have so much on my plate I have to handle. Alrighty, so today's podcast is just gonna like highlight the plans we all have for the year. For now, it's all up in the air for me, like I said, because of so many unfinished projects and all that. But I know the last time, some weeks ago, I asked, you know, the same question. A lot of people had their plans and all that. But having conversations with people, they're like, some people said, nah, they ain't traveling because of the insecurities and all that. While some are adamant that they have to go, it's a tradition and they cannot do without, you know, traveling. A lot of my friends abroad that planned on coming, they all canceled their plans. Very weird. Not totally weird, especially with the new, you know, variants of COVID out there, Omicron and all that. So everyone is just trying to be careful. So I don't know how this year is going to look like, but to me, the most important thing is I am alive. Like, that is a big deal because I lost a few people here and there this year, and I know people lost people, and now we ain't saying we're better than the people that are gone, but we're just privileged, you know, and thankful that we're alive to see the end of the year. Exactly. So that will be my starting point, and that will be what will be my driving force, because I am feeling pretty overwhelmed. But it is what it is, man. Life, good health, those are very important. So yes, I'm gonna go on a short break as usual, and when I come back, I'm gonna tell you my plans for the holiday. Do not go nowhere.
There is just one thing I need.
oh yeah, you know that Christmas is around the corner once you hear Mariah's song all over the place. Welcome back to my podcast. And yes, we're talking Christmas. It's 23 days actually to that beautiful day. And like I said, before I went on the break, I said, it's all up in the air for me right now, so I really do not know the plans I have. Exactly. And that's because I'm swamped with a whole lot of unfinished projects that I'm more focused on right now. My attention is divided because, unlike other years, I'm focused, like I'm ready, I'm pumped, I'm like, yo, this is what I want and all that. But for now, I'm just like an autopilot. I'm neither here nor there because, yes, my focus is divided. But then I just want to put this out there. Please do not pressure yourself. I know it's all, people are going all rah-rah on social media right now, talking about debt to December and blah, blah, blah. Do not pressure yourself, please. Go with the flow. And what I just realized that I think at some point we just get selfish, more like self-centered, and we'll make it about us. Jesus is the reason for the season. Let's make that clear first and make it about him and not about us. Yes, we get carried away because, oh my God, we want to like one up this other person, you know, with whatever thing we're doing, debt to December, Christmas parties, and all that. So please, just know that Jesus is the reason for the season first, before you now talk about how you just want to like enjoy the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now, I was just thinking the other day, I totally miss my childhood. I totally miss the days when my mama, you know, took care of everything, you know, as kiddos then. We're just so excited. By this time, we've already, like, mounted our gigantic Christmas tree and some other beautiful decorations. And, of course, the Christmas lights and all that. And every now and then, my mama will play the Christmas carol. Then we could feel like, okay, now Christmas is around the corner. This is real. And then 24th of December, which is the eve of December, is, like, an alternate universe at that point, like a whole lot happens. And of course we have those, the fireworks, like let me use the ninja term, the knockouts and the bangers and all that. And then you know that, okay, yes, Christmas, oh my God. And the weather at that point automatically just, you know, goes in sync with the celebration and all that. And then we're experiencing Hamatan and people are like, oh my God, Christmas. In fact, I think then Hamatan used to come from November, like, you know, we start feeling it from November, you know. And then we're like, okay, that means Christmas is around the corner and all that. And then on Christmas Day, my mother never missed waking us up in the morning and giving us our special gifts. Now, this is totally different from the ones we get on Boxing Day, whereby we have all those boxed up, you know, gifts under the Christmas tree and all that. It was just fun. And yes, I miss it. Then we talk of the Christmas clothes, the shoes. We have to make our hair. We have to look good. Well, it was just, you know, beautiful memories and all that. Right now, we're just all about adulting and thinking of one or two things that we need to take care of and all that. But hey, like someone would say, adulthood is a total scam. And honey, I would not argue with you at all. I would not, because at this point we have so much to deal with and we have a lot of people looking up to us to like to do something, you know. Unlike before, we're just there pampered and taken care of, you know. We were our parents' sole responsibilities. But hey, it is what it is. It is a learning process for, you know, for every one of us and all that. So, like I said, I'm going to ask again, what are your plans? Why am I even laughing? Laughing because growing up, we were just so eager to, like, be adults and just have all that freedom and all that. Right now, we're adults and then we're wishing we're kiddos. The irony of life. Crap happens. You know, adulthood comes with its own baggage. We know that. But, I mean, thus far, it's been fun. It's been fun. Yeah, who am I fooling, though? But, yeah, it's been fun. So, what are your plans? Are we all debting it up? Like, yo, debt in December, what's up? You know, I have my friends. Of course, we're in Nigeria here calling and asking, like, girl, how far with the list now? Yo, like, you see that menu, yeah? Add so and so to that menu. I really enjoy the meal the other time. No, I think you should track this one out. I'm not. And I'm like, y'all are planning on my behalf. I've not even made up my mind on what I want to do. Like, slow down. Slow your rolls, you know? And bottom line is, whatever you do, do not pressure yourself into doing what you would naturally not do. Because trust me, after 26, reality always dawns. Yes, there are other days, 27th, 28th, up until New Year's Eve and the New Year and all there. But I'm just trying to say reality will always dawn on you. And then you start asking questions, why did I even do that? Just go with whatever flow, enjoy the moment. The most important thing is you're alive. Yes, that is first, you know, and then just take it easy. It's not that deep. Like I said, Jesus is the reason for the season. We shouldn't make it all about us. I know we want to wear the most beautiful hairs. We want to like slay in our outfit. We want to like, oh, I want to be like the slayage. Let me use the slayage. Let me use that, you know, that's internet slang and all that. I want to be out there. I want to have, we just want to be out there on social media, you know, showing off and all that. Yes, it's fun. Like, I love to live for that. Play dress up and take pictures and go out and all that. But what I'm just trying to say is, if it's not going to work for you, like, don't pressure yourself to do that. What I'm just trying to say is, just take it easy and enjoy the moment. Now, I'm going to go on another short break. And when I come back, I'll round off this whole talk, because today is just easy peasy lemon squeezy, period. Point blank. Don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back. Once more.
Lifestyle with Lady Vava.
Looking for that meal to surprise your loved ones with without breaking the bank? Are you looking for that special meal that would get your taste buds excited? Look no further, as Vavalicious Kitchen has got you covered. Call 0703-242-4488. Vavalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.
Welcome back to the final stage of phase of my podcast. And, you know, easy peasy, no pressure, no stress. Just asking a simple question, the million-dollar questions. What are your plans exactly? And to also remind you all that it's 23 days to Christmas, so it is safe to start counting down officially. Yes. And of course, I'm going to reiterate this. Do not pressure yourself to do certain things just because you want to put it out there that you are debting it up, you know, for the debt of December and all that. Don't do that. There's so much that can happen without having to go cray cray. And while we are going above and beyond and all that, we should never ever forget the reason for the season, and that is Jesus. He's the reason for the season, exactly. I'm gonna say it again for the umpteenth time. I know I'm gonna bore y'all with this. I ain't got no plans for now, for the first time ever in forever years. But I mean, things happen, right? New levels attract new devils, so whatever. A lot of people have canceled their travel plans, and while some are still adamant and they still want to travel, while some are like, you know what, we'll leave here, we're doing this here in Lagos, we're painting it red, green, yellow, blue, whatever. Above all, just stay safe. I think this should just be where I would just turn to like an auntie and start advising people. Whatever you do, stay safe. Just be aware of your environment and have fun. Yeah, and while having fun, just be smart about it. And of course, do not forget the reason for the season. Yes. And I want to know your plans, though. You can do it via the voice message. And No, I promise this time around I'm gonna feature it on my podcast for the next time, because this is the Christmas, the month for the Christmas holiday, so everything will just be like centered around the Christmas celebration and all that for the rest of this month, hopefully. So yes, I would like to like hear your plans and share with, you know, other people, and maybe someone might just get one or two ideas, you know, ideas from your plans. Exactly. We're a big happy family here and we like to share ideas and opinions and all that. So what are your plans? I really appreciate, for real, if you send a voice message and, you know, talk about your plans and all that. Like, seriously, I really want to hear and all that, and so that I can feature it in my next podcast. And, you know, seriously, yeah, it is what it is. I just want to be like, she's not saying much today. Yes, I'm not, because I have 1,001 places that my head is at right now. So, but I said, you know what, I must, you know, I was supposed to do the podcast yesterday, but I had some issues with my account. Yeah, so I think I got started out today. And then I'm like, you know what, I have to drop this. First of all, I have to like wish everyone a happy new month and congratulate y'all for seeing the last month in the year 2021. It's been quite a journey. A whole lot has happened. We thought a lot happened last year, a whole lot happened this year, and that was why December just came out like a thief at night, you know, just crept up on us like, yo, I'm here, what next? Alrighty, so at this point, I'm going to call it a wrap, and for real, I really want to hear your plans for the holiday, and it should be featured on the next episode of my podcast, so people can just learn one or two and all that. And then, yes, please, we know about the new variant out there, and it's deadlier, and it's kind of like asymptomatic, because the carriers don't even show symptoms, according to what we heard. So please, I've been harping on these, and I'll keep harping on it. Avoid crowded areas, go with your nose masks, have your hand sanitizers, wash your hands every now and then, do not touch your nose, your eyes, or your mouth, and do the elbow shake or the fist bump, and just be safe out there. Please, be safe. It's very important. We need you alive, so arrive alive from wherever you go, right? And then just have a wonderful life, and whenever you go out, please go out with a form of an ID. It's so important. We've heard of so many stories out there. Like, yeah, some of you might be like, oh, it doesn't matter and all that. This is very important. Go with an ID. And also let people know where you are. Some people feel, why? I'm an adult. I'm not answerable to anybody and all that. We know that. But it's just for security reasons, please. So that, God forbid, something happens, at least they know where to start from, you know. Just be safe out there. You know I'm all about your safety. And I adore you all, like, for the support and all that. That is why I keep harping on all those things. Because I know that it's very useful and helpful. So at this point, I would just call it a wrap. Exactly. And go back to my unfinished project and see what I'm going to do about it. And then I will see you next week. And yes, I will be featuring your plans for the holiday for the next episode. This I promise. And then we will see next week. Just keep the voice messages coming in. And I can't wait to share with my beautiful listeners out there. So from me is ciao ciao. Ah. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.